Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here, Rock Cod Rick Maxa in the Mighty 1090 studios. Captain Brian Sims from the Royal Star talking long-range fishing, having a great time just talking fishing here in Southern California. And boy, oh boy, do we have a great prize for one lucky caller today.
You're not kidding with that, man. A really cool prize for the one lucky caller at the end of the show, and that is a three-quarter day trip to go fishing aboard the beautiful Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing. Three-quarter day trip, get in on that fun. And in addition to that, you're going to get two tickets to go to the Fred Hall Show in Del Mar. Fred Hall Show in Del Mar is coming up March 23rd through the 26th.
Yeah, going to be a great time, and it's time for the catch report.
That it is. It's time for our FishDope.com report, which today is sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest, and that's why they're known as the Fish Pros. And once you try them, you'll be hooked. They'll fillet and vacuum pack your fish all to your specs, as well as offer the best in smoked fish, jerky, and those famous tuna burgers. Check Fisherman'sProcessing.com for more details, or you can see them when your trip returns to the San Diego Landings. We talked about it during our Fred Hall Show live broadcast, and extremely busy booth at Fred Hall Show, passing out all those great samples of that smoke and jerky.
Oh, yeah. I made several visits over there.
Just smart man.
I love their jerky. I mean, their jerky is just the best.
Now, all of it.
Yeah,
that's
the tuna jerky.
That's why they're the fish pros. Hey, when we come, we're going to jump into that catch report now. Find out what's biting on the water. It's time to talk to our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge. He's got that FishDope.com report. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky. Good morning, Pete and Brian. I'm kind of challenged with the voice, so hopefully I can scratch my way through this.
Sounds like show voice.
No, you sound great.
Yeah, I got show voice here.
Wow.
But, hey, we're a little short of official springtime, but, man, the last couple of days, it sure feels like the real deal out there. I was up in Anaheim for a little bit yesterday at 85 degrees. It's crazy. And, you know, just looking at those buoy reports from San Pedro down, at least six buoys were 60 or 61 degrees in the morning time and nice flat weather, so good combination for the weekend. I'm sure a lot of guys get out there poking around offshore. You know, everybody's on bluefin watch. Everybody's just hoping and praying that those things come back. But so far, nothing of consequence. So other than lots of optimism, we'll see how that goes. Wouldn't be surprised if somebody stumbled onto something at the islands. You know, now that cod season is open, we're getting some good coverage at the Outer Island, Santa Barbara, San Nick, San Clemente Island. All had good cod fishing, good ling cod fishing. But very little on the exotics. It's a little early and the water's still a little cool, so kind of standing by on that at Catalina. Same thing, good rock fishing off of both ends of the island, standard fare, but along the shoreline, because of all that rain, a lot of runoff, a lot of murky conditions. Bass fishing's very tough right now over there. There has been some good signal on the halibuts up on the beaches. That's good news. Catalina has a very healthy population of halibut. You know, not a lot of guys spend time fishing for them, but you know, this time of year when they're up shallow, you can fish them just like sea bass up on the beaches with squid on the wet head up in the shallows, as well as making some drifts out there in the deeper water. And there's some big ones at that island, guys, and they're so tasty. And then speaking of the bait grounds, a little bit more signal on the squid. Henrock has been steady for a couple of weeks now, nice and calm fishing there. But usually, you know, when you make your bait, you got to relocate to start fishing. Around the back, a little different story, backside east there. You know, you make your bait and you start fishing right there on the bait grounds. Traditional fishing at this time of year, you know, that front side gets going a little bit later. But, you know, with mid-March, the water's okay. The bait's showing up and exactly where it's supposed to be. And it's a virtual certainty. There's a few sea bass swimming around with those nice yellows that are roaming the zone out there on those backside bait grounds. So it's soon coming, guys. And with the good weather, I'm sure we're going to get some good reports and good coverage. So get out there and catch something.
Yeah, no kidding. And, Mark, you better go rest.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
This just came on yesterday. You know, I mean, I feel okay. I just can't talk. There's nothing better than that.
Well, I know Danny at FishDope.com has had everything going for him this week. FishDope.com is your source, especially now. If you don't have a membership, come on. Get with it. $20 off a new membership to FishDope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW. is the code for $20 off a new membership at fishdope.com, your source for all the current information. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Pete, we're in Huntington Beach on the corner of Bolsa, Chica, and Edinger. Phone number is area code 714-840-4262. The website, PacificEdgeTackle.com. And I was just kidding Danny. I said, you know, dude, you've had 4 months off now. You've had a nice winter break. It's time to get back in the saddle and start working because things are ramping up. And he's laughing. But, yeah, it's that time of year. It's getting going.
It's that time of year.
We had a gentleman come through the store yesterday from down from Monterey, and he's new to fishing down here, bought a boat, is going to keep the boat in San Diego at the Kona Kai, and just, you know, generally said, I want to get into fishing, and how do I learn how to do it? And, you know, and the best recommendation that we could come up with, you know, in addition to all the other things, but the first thing is buy a membership to Fish Dope. You're going to find out where it's happening. You've got weather. You've got water temperature charts. You're going to be able to see the trends. You know, and you don't have a personal network of buddies that are fishing every day, but for $160 a year, you do. You know, you've got that network of guys fishing. It's the best info source for the cheapest amount of money. And if you're new to that Southern California area, what a better thing than to hop on that Fish Dope.
Got
to
jump on it.
Boy, that's for sure, man. Got to have that information.
You bet. All right, Mark. Hey, get well, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Yeah, you got it, guys.
See you, Mark.
All right, appreciate that.
All right, let's head on down to San Diego, over to C4 Sport Fishing, and find out what's biting with our buddy Marcos. Marcos, what's going on at C4th?
Good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
Great. Glad to hear your voice is okay.
Yeah, you know, I actually got sick early in the week, and I've gotten through most of it, so I was there a little while ago.
But what dedication from Mark Wish, man. He just,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, I might have tapped out today if I was sounding like that.
Yeah. I'd tap out for the week if I was sounding like that.
Yeah, but, you know, it's like spring break time, you know, talking to all these people. Sometimes that's some serious homework going on there. But decent fishing during the week here. Some very good rockfish, reds, a little bit of sculpin, other bottom fish on the half day there. San Diego went out Wednesday. They went down the coast there looking around. Didn't really get into the yellowtail or anything else there, mostly rockfish. So about the same as it's been over the last couple weeks here, except we have some very nice weather right now, so definitely worth coming down and getting out there. Check the website, c4thlanding.com. Our schedule's up there for the half days, those three-quarter days. San Diego just needs people to go out. I mean, scheduled just about every day here. It's a matter of getting people down, and definitely has enough to run tomorrow at this point. And, of course, we need to mention this. I don't know if you guys mentioned it yet, but daylight savings time kicks in tonight. So if you do decide to go fishing tomorrow, make sure you're here, take into account that extra hour there and get here on time. Don't want to be an hour late for the boat there.
Yeah, no doubt. Check,
all.
Yeah.
And I might add, too, that Captain Ryan
Boschian
will be on the show tomorrow morning.
No, good. Perfect. So
yeah.
Hopefully we'll, you know, I'm sure Cameron will be riding the boat there, taking it down the coast and doing something worthwhile there. So check the website, c4thlanding.com, half days, three-quarter days. We have a day and a half on the outer limit schedule for next weekend. I know the Tribute is talking about doing some trips towards the end of the month into next month. You can give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Come down and visit us in person, but I wouldn't get too close. You know, I'm not going to be getting anyone kisses there. So you might have to make up for it with a Rock Hut Rick breakfast burrito.
Good call.
All right. Very good. Appreciate that very much, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, Marcos.
All right. Sport Fishing Financial, it's Rick Jensen on the line. Good morning, Rick.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Got our Northern Baja report.
Yeah, let's start out at Mag Bay, and there's really no information from the outside. Maybe Cass is right. The stripers are moving in there, and hopefully somebody gets out there and has a look. But the jacks, the snook, the snapper were all reported caught on the fly inside the bay by Gary Graham at Baja Bites. But Mulegé, Bahia Concepcion, last weekend they had a yellowtail tournament there. Went real well. And, of course, now that it's over, the bigger yellowtail are starting to show up, so fishing is improving there. Nathan at Playa Buenaventura reported seeing snapper in the bay with jacks and roosters around. Up at Cedros, we talked to Jeff today. He's on the island today. He reported awesome weather. Both yellowtail and calico are biting. Good showing of halibut along the beaches. Up at San Quintin, been kind of slow for the yellowtail. Lots of sand bass around and good numbers, and along with whitefish and a few ling cod. And I guess a little further up at Colonnette, it sounds like a little slower on the yellowtail as well, but I look for that to pick up. I know there was more there than there were in San Quintin over the last week. And it's been a long time since we've had a report for the Northern Cortez or Gonzaga Bay. And we've got an awesome weather window coming up, so I think it's time for me to head down there for some field research.
Yeah, that's going to be fun, Rick. I've never been down there in Gonzaga Bay. Where exactly is that? Where are you
taking?
It's
about 100 miles below San Felipe, and I guess straight across, basically from where San Quintin is, takes about the same amount of time to get there. And weather can be like Palm Springs, and if the wind's not blowing, you have that nice saltwater northern Cortez Lake there to maybe target some cabrilla and some early spawning fish if we catch it right there.
That's cool, man.
All right, well, I'm ready for the adventure. The Rick Jensen Sport Fishing Financial Adventure. We'll report back next weekend about how it was, right?
Report back next weekend, and then see everybody at Fred Hall shortly after that.
Yeah, indeed. And if somebody wants to talk fishing and finances, how do we get a hold of you, Rick?
Always find me on the website at sportfishingfinancial.com or give me a call at the office, 949-481-1807.
All right. Very good. Appreciate that report, and we will talk to you next Saturday.
Okay, guys. Have a good day.
Thanks, Rick. Appreciate that. That is our catch report today.
Going to wrap it up again, sponsored in part by Gamakatsu Hooks, Japan's leading fish hook that sets the standard. Gamakatsu live bait hooks are great hooks that help keep your bait alive with a perfect bend. Your bait swims harder and longer, and it helps you get bit. They'll also come with a superior, strong, solid one-piece ring that gets your Gamakatsu live bait hooks at your favorite tackle store, or just wait and get them on a great deal at the Del Mar Show.
Yeah, they're going to have another great deal over there.
Our Gamakatsu hooks was the best it's maybe ever been at Long Beach Show. We sold out of live bait and Nautilus, almost out of Super Nautilus, sold out of those Octopus 4X hooks. So it was a very, very good show for Gamakatsu. Yes, that's why I say, assuming we get more of them, we'll be in good shape for Del Mar. It was a really, really good show. Everybody was on those Gamakatsus.
Yeah, they know. They know for sure. Well, let's go ahead and jump into the phone.
Sounds good. How about we talk to Kenny, who's calling us from Hawaiian Gardens this morning. Good morning, Kenny. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, Kenny.
Hey, morning, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Great. Morning.
Hey, besides all the tuna fish you guys are catching down there and stuff, and, the yellows and stuff, do you guys fish for any other stuff, any kind of like bottom grabbers or... good eaters and stuff like that?
You know, this time of year, no, we don't. For where we are, bottom fish aren't in our permits. We're permitted to take all the pelagics out of there, so that's what we fish in the wintertime. In the summertime, we'll finish up trips with some fun, and we'll either fish a little bit of bottom fish, reds, halibut sometimes, go in and catch some calico bass in the kelp, take a little bit of that home, but mostly just let that calico bass go. So, yeah, we do some other styles of fishing towards the tail end, but our bread and butter is that tuna fish, yellowtail, wahoo, all those speedy gamesters that pull so hard.
What happens in the summer? Okay, I know you guys do a lot of Guadalupe, but what if you're not doing a Guadalupe trip? Where do you fish?
It depends on the weather. If the weather's good, you'll be outside looking for tuna and fishing tuna fish. Say that fishing's really good, you load up on them. You'll head inside to one of the islands or one of the coastal spots and start working some yellowtail. And if that's really good and you're all fat and happy, everybody's got more fish than they know what to do with, then you'll go in and mess around with maybe a little bit of white meat bottom fish or some of that calico bass and the kelp, halibut on the beach, whatever strikes your fancy whatever happens to be biting at that time.
What about the opportunities for bluefin that we may have again?
Oh, we're going to have opportunities for bluefin, Pete. I mean, that stuff's already a couple hundred miles down the coast and been seen, and a few of them in that 100-pound range have already been caught. So, that bluefin, that's covered under your good weather tuna fishing right off the bat. That's what you're going to go focus on when you come out on Royal Star.
Is that one of the keys with bluefin last year was good weather?
Good weather helps you find the fish. It helps you see them when they're up around the surface, so it makes it a lot easier to get yourself located in the right area where you want to be in. You can catch them when it's not good weather, but it's just much more difficult for the guy driving the boat to find the fish to put you on them.
Okay.
Right. Is there a particular sign that you catch bluefin with more often? Do you see most of your fish as breezers, or do you see most of them on the sonar, or is there just not a way of answering that because it's always?
It's always day-to-day with those bluefin. They can be elusive to find, or they can be elusive to try and get them to bite. So you find them any way you can, and you get them to bite any way you can, and that's it. So there's no real best way to see them. I mean, I'd love to see a breezer slide into it, throw a little bait, have them start boiling up, walk up the stern, you look back, coming out of the wheelhouse, and it's just an umbrella of rods back there. Everybody's got one on. And yeah, there's no better feeling driving a boat than that one.
Work every day with some of the best in the business, for sure. Obviously yourself, Captain Tim, Captain Randy, obviously the boys on your boat, Blake and Paul and Ryan, all those guys. Who do you give it to? Taking yourself out of the run, who do you give it to? Who's got the eyeballs? Who's the best at spotting a breeze or a bluefin? Who's got it? And I know they all do. So I mean, clearly,
wow.
It's not like saying
trying to get them in trouble.
Talk about putting a guy on the spot.
I mean, who's got the eyes where you're like, man, that guy sees those things from a long ways away.
I got to give it to both of my partners equally. Tim and Randy both see those things, and it's not when it's a breezer that's up high and dry.
That's what I mean.
It's just a really faint, light, flat spot. You know, they're going, I think I see one, I think I see one, I think I see one, and you're driving over that way, and you're slowing down, and you can't really see it, but every once in a while you get a little hint of it. Tim and Randy are both absolutely amazing at that. And then, you know, then the sonar lights up, and it's like, ooh, it was
told
one.
You.
That was the guy.
That's cool.
Yeah, for sure. All right, hey, thanks a lot for the call. Let's go up to Bakersfield and talk to Bart Hall at the Fred Hall Fishing Tackle Boat Travel Show in Bakersfield, California. What's up, Bart?
Good morning, guys. It's so much fun to listen to you on my iPhone. You know, I don't have to be tied to the radio, so.
Yeah.
It's great. It's great. We had this was our first day yesterday. We've never been here before, but people tell me that it was a spectacular opening day, so we feel pretty fortunate. It's an interesting show. My son came up here and said, boy, Dad, this is amazing. You know, we've got over 300 RVs. We've got seven or eight boat dealers. We've got a whole hall full of fishing tackle. Today, we're going to have 800 domestic cars into the Super Cruise car show. Tomorrow, we're going to have 800 imported cars in the Super Cruise car show. We've got the Baco sand drags. Tonight, we have a tractor pull. I mean, this is really Bakersfield lore, and it's kind of fun. We got the lumberjacks and the dock dogs and the Great American Duck Races and seminars. You know, Frank Lopresti's doing a seminar up here. We got Bill Varnay doing seminars, Jim Salazar, Marlon Mead, a whole bunch of great bass speakers. Pardon me. And it's been kind of fun. It's kicking our butt, but boy, it's been fun.
Yeah,
that sounds like fun, Bart.
Yeah, lots of fun, lots going on. And then, of course, next week you come down to San Diego, and the 23rd starts the Fred Hall San Diego Del Mar Show, right?
Well, we'll be in the studio with you a week from Sunday.
A week from tomorrow. Yeah, it's going to be great.
Well, we can't wait either, because this is a back-to-back between Long Beach and Bakersfield. Is about kicking our butts.
Yeah.
But by the time we get to Del Mar, we're going to be relaxing and smiling and having a good time.
Yeah, yeah. On the final curve of the Fred Hall season, for sure. And I'll tell you what, the success of this first year, congratulations on that. I'm glad it's working
well,
out.
Well, you know, I think I texted you, but, we have a sponsor in Mark Dakin from Inland Boat Center, and that guy went out there and 15 minutes after we're open, a big, tall gentleman walked up and said, I'd like to buy that boat. The guy said, well, let's get the financing started. He said, nope, I want to pay cash.
Yeah, bought a big Defiance like cash, right?
Sweet.
Bought a big Defiance. Boat Power was smiling from ear to ear. But that's what you see up here. You got this is a little bit of Texas up here. You got oil money and ag money, and people are, they do spend a lot on cash, so. We're going to expect you to see a lot of trips going out of here. You know, Dove Island's up here. Roy Clark's up here. So, you know, this is going to be a fun show. It's going to evolve more into a Fred Hall show than what it has been so far. And yesterday was a good indicator. We're looking forward to a great day today.
I know Fam and Phil from Rancho Leonero are up there.
They are.
Yeah. So a lot of good trips up there. I know the people in Bakersfield would love to go down to Rancho Leonero, I'm sure.
Full Fisherman's Landing.
Yeah, Fisherman's Landing's up there, too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, I know Frank Lopresti's up there,
Frank
right?
Frank and Carl from the Landing are well represented.
I might have to get up there next year.
Absolutely.
Kidding.
What are you doing in here? You should be in Bakersfield. No, we like having you here. Hey, Bart, looking forward to it. If somebody is in the Bakersfield area or in that Central Coast area, give us the details on that show.
Okay, this is the Fred Hall Central Valley Sports Show. And today we open at 10 and we close at 7. Tomorrow we open at 10 and we close at 5.
All right, very good. And where is it?
It's at the Kern County Fairgrounds.
Very good.
And it's a really nice fairgrounds. Not as big as Del Mar, but it's a good, nice fairgrounds. Easy to get to, good parking. Parking's right across the street. So It's a nice thing. We're really looking forward to today.
That's awesome, Bart.
Thanks, Bart. Appreciate that, and have a great show.
Thank you, guys. Loving your show today, as usual.
All right, thanks. Like Bart's saying, if you want to listen, you can listen on our app anywhere in the world, on a Droid or an Apple iPhone, on your any device, really. You just download the Mighty 1090 app, and you can listen live. You can listen to archives on our website, hookup1090.com. You can hear the archives of every show. Adam does a great job posting those up right away. You missed last week's show, live broadcast. It's up there right now. And then, of course, our trips, too. All our trips are up there, hookup1090.com on the trips page. I posted a new recipe from Yanni, which he'll talk about tomorrow on our Angler's Table part of our page. It's all on hookup1090.com. Let's go ahead and talk to Scott Sherman. What's up, Scott?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Great show.
Morning, Scott.
Hey, thanks.
Hey, I'm thinking maybe I don't want to go to the Fred Hall show. It sounds like everybody went up there, came back sick.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, it's like everybody from Fred Hall. I've been talking to somebody was shaking too many hands up there and passing stuff around. But hey, just wanted to say the event for Captain Clowers that you mentioned. You know, Captain Clowers is really one of the good guys, and he's going through some tough times. And you know, the fishing community always comes together and helps out. You know, he's been a fishing partner of mine. We fished the Bay Bass tournament together many times as a team. You know, Ricky knows about that when we've had our little rivalry. And Alan needs our help, and he's always been there to help us out when we need him. So if you can make it, try and get down and spend some time and help out Captain Clowers at that tournament.
Definitely. I'm going to let Al off of the bet that you still have not paid up. So anyways, all good. Yeah, I mean,
okay.
Al is good and off the hook for sure. Sherm still hasn't, but you know, all good. Hey, no problems. Yeah. No problems.
How'd you do this year, by the way, Ricky? I didn't get to fish this year.
We did good. It was really tough. We were up on the board and cashed a check, which all we could hope for, but we weren't as high as we would like to have been. But we had a good place. It was a really tough one this year. But fun. Fun times as always. And I think that Captain Clowers event's going to be the same. You know, it's done for a good cause, and it's a fun Bay Bass tournament, and it's not a bunch of dough, and it's just going to be a bunch of good buddies. We'll all go out and have some fun and catch some Bay Bass and hopefully raise some money for a really good dude.
And then various tackle stores around San Diego have applications how you can get in.
Sure.
And I know you have a Fisherman's Landing tackle,
as I'm sure a bunch of the others do. And I know we're going to donate some goodies to the prizes. So, yeah, it's going to be a fun event.
You bet. Hey, thanks, Sherm.
All right, buddy. And hey, Ricky, we'll go ahead and switch out the lunch, and I'll do you a lobster dinner instead. How's that?
Hey, there you go. That sounds good.
Perfect.
Thanks, Sherm.
All right.
Good to hear from you, buddy.
Appreciate that.
All right. Well, the phones are packed. Everybody's excited to talk to Captain Brian. Let's talk to Pete. He's calling us from Canyon Lake this morning. Hi, Pete. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you doing? Thanks for taking my call. Listen, I have a tackle question for Rick or the captain. Anyway, I'm looking around for a couple two-speed reels, probably his and hers model, but I want something that I could hopefully catch 150-pound, you know, tuna, Guadalupe or something, but also would like something that that I could use locally for a local yellowtail or something like that, so I don't have to spend all this money for just a trip that I may only make once or twice.
You think, Herb?
But, is there any recommendations there?
Yeah, I mean,
and also how to spool it up for kind of a versatile use.
Okay, what instantly comes to mind right now is a Shimano Talica 20. That being an incredibly versatile reel, and I'd load it up with either 80 or 100 pound solid Spectra, and load it, fill it. That way, if you're down, say, at Guadalupe or someplace else looking for that 100, 120-pound, 125-pound tuna, you've got the perfect reel with the cranking power in your hands to wind that thing in, drop it down to low gear, put the rod on the rail, turn the handle, plenty of drag capacity in it, big, giant drag washers, and an ultralight spool, which is really important for that tuna fishing with those twitch bites so that your bait can swim freely and look really natural. As far as local fishing goes for that thing, it's got a large diameter spool, so you talk about a great yo-yo reel for making the jig move fast. Put that thing in high gear and start ripping that jig away from the bottom. You're going to get those reaction strikes from those local yellowtail. So that reel, incredibly versatile at the size it is, incredibly powerful and really fast.
Dropper loop, local troller for your albacore, stuff like that. I mean, I'm with you. I think that's dead on. That's a reel that you're going to definitely still be in the driver's seat if and when you hook your 100-pounder, but not, you know, That's the difficult thing about buying long-range gear, and we say it all the time at the shop, is you're typically buying the most expensive reel in your collection that you get to use at best a couple times a year, you know, and it's a difficult reel to buy. TAC 20 is a great call because, yes, it's enough to catch a 100-pounder, no problem, but you're still going to fish dropper loop yellowtail when you take your skiff up to La Jolla.
I'm taking that down to fish grouper down at Gonzaga Bay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll use that thing all the time.
Leave it spooled up with a Spectra, even if I'm using it locally, maybe put just a top shot on it or something? Or
I would have the Spectra on it so you don't have to change your top shot all that often. Or when you change, you know, when you're changing the line, you don't have to change all of it. I mean, that Spectra just makes it so, yeah, you change. If you're yo-yo fishing, you know, maybe the top 100, 150 feet. And if you're long-range fishing, you're just putting 25 feet of fluorocarbon on it. So either way, as long as it's full of Spectra with that much capacity, you're good.
Very great. Versatile reel.
Totally.
Check it out. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
How about next up we talk to Dick? He's calling us from San Diego this morning. Hi, Dick. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, everybody, on this fine San Diego day. Kind of an albacore-oriented question. Every year we see improvements and variations and refinements on tackle. And I just wondered, from the last time that we had some serious albacore fishing, anything that you would incorporate into how you fish albacore that, you know, wasn't around the last time we had a run?
You know, here's my take on albacore. I think it was perfected before, and I think a lot of this newfangled tackle, the Spectra, the short top shots, the ultra-sharp hooks, I'm going to go back to the basics and say fish mono and fish a Mustad 94-150 round wire hook that's going to stay in that fish better. They cost, a nickel, a dime these days. But with albacore, especially if you're fishing an anchovy, you're going to have problems with the Spectra, I think, because the Spectra likes to catch on the spool and an anchovy is not strong enough to pull that out. I think you're going to do better fishing mono with an anchovy. And that round wire hook is going to stay in that albacore better. It's not going to cut through their soft mouth. Ricky, you got something?
I'm going to give you something that's going to really piss you off when I tell you this.
Ah!
A 94-150 is not a 94-150 anymore.
It's a 94-151?
Yeah. Now a 94-150 is a 94-151-BR. Like the hook number, that we had forever, like when I grew up forever, the bronze cheap Mustad hook that we used forever is now no longer that number anymore. They changed it.
That's it. I'm calling Mustad.
Right.
I'm calling Mustad. I'm over it. You can't change
those
numbers.
That's a good reason to use Gamakatsu.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, use a Gamakatsu live bait hook instead. I'll tell you one thing that I can't wait for, and it is to replace catching an albacore on a new old 229 replaced to a Trinidad 14A.
Yeah.
That is going to be one gear advancement that I think is just going to be, I mean, not that a Newell didn't work fine in its day. It certainly did, certainly would again, but Trinidad 14A is going to cast better, lighter spool, and still have power, and you won't have to replace your drags on every third trip.
Very good.
That's spot on. Or your bearings.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks a lot for the call.
When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Alaska's Katmai Lodge is a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Dirichlet River. You'll fish for all five species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, and on even years, pinks, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Dirichlet and the nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's U.S. Coast Guard and CPR certified guides are fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in. They are exceptional teachers and ensure you have days that are fish filled and fun with freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, there are fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon, as well as fresh, delicious meals prepared by their exceptional chef. Elevate your visit with a quick flyout trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. For the best fishing adventure ever, visit katmai.com. That's KATMAI.com.
It's Fred Hall Showtime, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best selection and the hottest deal in the show. If it's Cousins rods you're after, look no further. Fisherman's Landing Tackle has an incredible selection of Cousins rods, including the new Fisherman's Landing Custom Series, all at great prices. That's Cousins rods and Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro is home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnights on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Native Sun. Plus, you can charter the Ultra, Spectra, and True Line. There is always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. Take advantage of the Wednesday specials on the Pursuit in Monte Carlo and kids fish free with a paid adult on the afternoon half day. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or book online at 22ndstreet.com. Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 18 stores throughout Southern California and 3 in San Diego County. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find the location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more. It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
38 years ago, my parents started Fastlane Sailing Center. They sold catamarans because they wanted to do what they loved and sell what they loved to do. They wanted to share their passion with others, share the stoke. I'm Hayden Lane, and over the last 3 decades, my parents have shared that passion with thousands of people, my brother, sister, and I among them. We grew up right there at the shop in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay, sailing on the bay, fishing off the docks, and later off the Hobie Mirage kayaks. We grew up surrounded by the water. Our shop was filled with tools that Hobie and other brands have made to enjoy on the water. And I use them all. I mean all of them. Wouldn't you? So when you come into the shop, you're not going to hear a salesperson trying to convince you to buy something. You're going to hear us bragging about how much fun we have on these toys and telling you to do the same. We test every product out there, and we only sell the best because we want to use the best. So check out our website at fastlanekayaking.com or get on down to the shop in Dana Landing and find your next adventure.
XSRF 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
The best Major League Baseball coverage is right here.
Deep and very gone. A blast to left field.
San Diego sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Phones are packed. It's been a very, very busy morning to get through. For the first time since we started the show, we have a local line open. It's 858 area code 457-1090.
Hey, Brian, did I hear right? You have spots open on the Royal Star in June?
Yeah, we do.
Come on.
We've got spots on an 8-day trip, June 2nd through the 10th. And we've got spots on a 3-day and a 4-day right at the end of the month in the 20s. I don't have the dates right in front of me.
3-day and a 4-day?
There's a 3-day and a 4-day that both incorporate weekends.
Do. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't believe they're still there with this bluefin showing up and the yellowtail on the coast and all that lining up to be a great season. But we do have spots. So if a guy wanted to get on Royal Star, as you know, the easy way to do it is, you know, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. You can call Tracy in our office at 619-224-4764, or you can go straight up on the website and just book it there.
Book it right online.
I'm looking at it right now. I'm looking at it right now, and you're right. I mean, what a killer deal that, you know, both of them incorporating weekend days, so you're missing minimal time from work, the 4-day, the 24th through the 28th, and then the 3-day, the 28th through the 1st. But, and I mean, with Bluefin already here, you know, we've got a couple of months worth of that stuff just filtering in, getting fat and happy. And that was the primo time last year, that late June, early July.
I
mean, that is.
That was the peak.
That is primo.
That was as good as it got.
Yeah. It just blows my mind that you still have spots there. So you better jump on it out there.
Yeah, and
our listeners.
And think about that 8-day. You know, if all that fish doesn't filter in or the meat of it is a little bit down below, think about how much time you've got to go play with that stuff.
Right. Yeah, no doubt. Yeah.
Look at it. You know, and then that A fish, who knows?
Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
The 8 days of Tiburon trip, too, and I know those guys are always a lot of fun on the boat. Really cool crowd, jovial, skipping the whole crew. I know just...
Absolutely.
Really, just, really good group to get to go with.
Right, because they've all done a lot of fishing, so they're just out there, and they're having a good time, and they're rolling with the punches, and whatever comes, comes.
That's cool.
But what a great group of guys to fish with, and what a great trip. 8 days, I mean, you can get... as far down as 500 miles, and hopefully you find some fish at 150, 180, and think about the time you got to play with it.
And you can book right online, RoyalStarSportFishing.com. What is it, two spots left? Something like that, three?
There's more than that.
More than that, yeah.
I think. Wow. Ricky's got it up, but there's quite a few spots on all three of those trips.
I can't believe that.
Yeah,
I know.
You could definitely put a small group together, and looks like one spot, too, later in the year, just went on a Barking Spiders trip, too, and I know I've got to fish with a lot of those guys on, both Pete on your long-range trip and mine, Jeff Cox, Russ Ung, and all those guys.
Oh, yeah.
You want to talk about a cool group of guys to fish with, too. Another really good one.
Those guys are fun.
That's looks like the beginning of July.
RoyalStarSportFishing.com. Get on it quick before those spots are gone. Best kept secret in San Diego right there.
No longer a secret.
Yeah, let's jump into the phones.
You got it, man. How about this time we talk to Mike? He's calling us from Capo Beach this morning. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, good morning, guys. How are you guys doing there? I just wanted to give Brian a plug there. You know, I was fortunate enough to get on a last-minute trip. It was the last week in December to run down to Guadalupe, you know, and it might be a bit of a broken record for you guys, but I hadn't been down there since the back in the day, and like Brian says, it's better than I remembered. Okay,
that's so cool.
Yeah, that was such a good trip.
You know, we had tuna to 140 pounds. We had yellowtail to 47 pounds the last week in December. You know, so Brian, this is your high C Sparky Mike. I just wanted to say thank you for quite an eye opener. I just enjoyed that trip so much.
Oh, Mike, it was great fishing with you, and hopefully we see you again this year. No, surprising, but. You know, that fish bit pretty well in that cool water, and it was still around there in volume. I mean, there was still volume of tuna at Guadalupe in December. That's so cool.
Oh, it was like summertime down there. It was like summertime fishing, you know. 100-pound tuna down on the long range arena on a 100-pound string is one thing, but when you hook them on 50- and 60-pound string at Guadalupe, that's a whole different animal, okay? How fun was that? Everything was earned. Every fish was an earned
fish. Yeah, a fun battle and a great time of year to go fishing down at Guadalupe because most of the sharks had left.
Really?
So we literally, on that trip, we did not have a single fish eaten by a shark.
Oh, that's so cool.
What?
Never saw one. Never saw a shark.
We never even had a sighting.
No kidding.
Yeah, that was the trip that left the day after Christmas, and there's space on that trip again this coming year. So,
man,
Mike, are we going to see you on that one? Are you going to go for it again?
Brother, if I can pull this one off, I paid some dues with Mama when I got back. Being that it was a last-minute gig, but I got to tell you, when the dust settled and I cooked her up a few meals, man, it was pure love.
There you go.
That's cool. Great, Mike. I don't mean to put you on the spot like that. So, you know, when you start talking about Mama let me go, as soon as you say Mama, I'm out.
Yeah.
that's for you to handle.
You guys.
Roger that.
Thanks, man.
Anyway, thanks again for an amazing eye-opener. It, you know, one day travel from San Diego and you're in a long range arena. I mean, come on. That is so clean fishing. God, that was fun.
Yeah, cool. Awesome. Thank you.
We talk about, you guys, you know, the talk of the Royal Star all the time is the quality and care that you guys put in your fish. And I know Pete and I have both got to watch it firsthand, like the amount of emphasis and care that you guys put on your fish handling. Was there a difference in that yellowfin? I mean, does that fish better or worse than, you know, you see for the fish you catch in the summertime or in different places or when it's on different feed? The only reason I say this is because I had a piece from Pete when he went down there, and it's next level good.
So good.
It's, you know, any time you catch fish that have been settled into an island where there's a constant, steady food supply of fin bait, they get really rich and fatty. And that's a very, in a general sense.
Uh-huh.
You know, there's times when
they're not traveling, burning fat, that kind of stuff.
Exactly. They're not traveling, burning fat, maybe getting stuck on the red crab. Red crab tends to burn up their fat reserves a little bit when they're feeding on that stuff heavy.
Okay.
You know, but it varies. But in general, if you can catch fish on an island, they're going to be a little bit fattier, a little bit richer than fish that you catch offshore.
Okay.
You know, unless you're that local stuff and they're on bait balls, you know, where you're seeing them bust on the surface, that kind of thing.
Sure.
But if they're feeding good in an island, oh, that fish is so phenomenal.
So crazy.
Good. Hey, appreciate the call this morning.
All right, how about we jump right back into him and talk to John? He's calling us from Escondido this morning. John, thanks for hanging in there with us.
How you guys doing?
Morning, John.
I'm doing great, John.
Hey, so my question, I booked a 15-day trip, ride down Fly Back on the Royal Polaris at the Long Beach show on the first day. And so that I can gear up for that this year. The tackle and hooks, and it's in April, the first week of April, or the first month, first part of the month of April. And what type of fish do you think they'll target?
Oh, they'll be targeting giant yellowfin tuna and wahoo for sure, exclusively.
Awesome.
You know, I mean, that's the trip you signed up for. That's why you go down to those areas, is to get that shot at a trophy tuna and load up that wahoo so you can keep the wife, if you have one, happy when you get home.
She's actually going to be on the trip.
That's even better.
Oh, cool. Right on.
They gave me a sweet deal. She doesn't like to fish, but so she's just going to ride and hang out and get to see everything.
Awesome.
That's very cool.
Yeah, what a great deal.
You got to keep her, John.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Have a great trip. Thanks a lot.
As far as tackle, like hooks and things like that, so when I go to the Del Mar show in I can take advantage of those good deals on hooks.
I got you. You know, we all fish a little bit different style of hooks, so depending on the boat, what I would do is call the Royal Polaris office and see exactly what hooks they recommend so that, you know, you don't take information from Royal Star and bring that out on Royal Polaris and they look at you like, what do you got this for? You know, we love those Eagle Claws. We love Mustads on our boat. And I think the Royal Polaris fishes a lot of Super Mutus. But he's probably fishing those Gamakatsu Nautiluses. So, you know, call their office and check to see exactly what they've got so that you've got the right stuff for that boat in your hands.
And on their website, they also have good tackle recommendations like Royal Star. So you might check that out, too. So, hey, good luck on the trip. Have a great time. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
How about next up, we talk to Robert. He's calling us from Capistrano Beach. Good morning, Robert. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, Robert.
Hey, Pete. Hey, Rick. Hey, Brian. My question's for you, Brian.
Okay.
Do you focus mainly on any 6 or 8 day trips?
Any 6 or 8 day trips. We have a lot that are right in the middle of that. You know, all summer long we've got mostly 7 day trips. There's a few eights on the front side. You know, that eight day June 2nd to June 10th has space on it right now. But 7 day trips to Guadeloupe are the main focus of our summer fishery. Summer into fall.
Oh, 7 days to Guadeloupe.
Yeah, that gives you 4.5 days of fishing at the islands. If you're stopped and you're fishing and you're at the rail for 4.5 days straight, that is an amazing amount of fishing time.
Oh, that sounds excellent. Yeah. And what, do you mind telling me what the cost is on that trip?
I believe they're $28.95.
Okay. And that's a 7 day and primarily Guadeloupe.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's great. That was my question, Brian. And, I've heard a lot about your vessel and, I heard it's a very good boat. I've done a lot of 6 day trips on another vessel, which I won't mention, but had some really good times. And, thank you so much for the information.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's a lot of great boats out there. We just take really, really, really good care of our fish. So, I mean, that's what sets us apart.
I've heard a lot about that. Yeah. Okay.
You'll have a great time. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
I want to just pump out, too, like you said, the beauty of that 8 day trip that you were mentioning earlier in the season, killer price, too. That 8 day trip is only $24.50 for an 8 day in June.
Yep.
On the Royal Star with the Royal Star fish processing and all the fish handling and all the things that come along with it, the crazy food and that group and fishing with a guy like Brian and Tim and Rand.
And that trip in the fall is probably another several hundred dollars more, right?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, so a really good deal.
And frankly, last year, June was the best month. They're talking about a repeat this year.
Yeah, so that's a really good deal.
And it's looking like it. It's lining up like it. The water's a little bit cooler, but that fish doesn't seem to care. It's moving in.
Yeah.
So, all right. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
Dale and Wildemar, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Dale, again, we really appreciate you hanging in there with us. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I'm new at the deep sea fishing, and I'm going to be taking my son out, and he's 9 and a couple of his buddies. And I was just looking for your guys' advice to see what's a good open bill rod and reel setup, pick up some tuna out there.
You know, I would say for not spending a ton of dough, a really nice outfit, especially for a kid to go tuna fishing, is that new Torium from Shimano. It got redesigned a couple years ago. They're inexpensive, a couple $100, but it's a reel that not only is not too terrible in the pocketbook, but it's something that they'll have for a long time. You're not buying a reel that's inexpensive just for the sake of it not costing a lot. But
such
I mean,
a great reel.
Yeah, that reel's awesome. They basically took Trinidad technology and put it into as an affordable reel as they could. It's got a cast aluminum frame instead of a forged one, but it's got the same gears and guts that you would expect in a reel, considerably more expensive.
And the reel will last you a lifetime.
That's what I'm saying. They're going to grow into it. They'll have that reel forever. You might buy it for them. Get them a 20 size. Right now, it's the reel that they'll fish while they're 9 and 10 years old. And then when they're teenagers and they're going fishing on sport boats with their buddies, that'll be their surface iron reel. You know, I mean, it's a reel that they'll have for a long time. It's under $250. It's totally the reel that I would go. A Torium 20 HG.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that.
Steve and Dana Point, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Steve.
Morning, guys. How's it going?
Morning.
Morning.
Going great.
I got a quick question about the Spectra. You said solid Spectra on the TAC 20. I'm going to Guadalupe with Brian and the guys in October, and I bought HoloCore at the show. Why the solid Spectra?
You know, it comes down to just a very fine difference. That HoloCore that you bought, I would take it, fish it. It'll perform beautifully, no issues. I just have a very, very light preference, and it's a very small difference for solid cork because it sinks a little bit better. It doesn't hold as much air, so it'll help you fish that bait a little bit better. It sinks. You know, the HoloCore is really nice if you get in a little tangle and the guy's got to cut you out of it because they can splice it all back together instead of tying a knot, so it has its advantages, but as far as just the pure fishability of it, I think that solid core fishes just a little tiny bit better.
So, like on my smaller reels, than my Cat 20 use the solid core?
You know, the smaller stuff, it's up to you. If you've already got hollow, use hollow.
Right. It's one of those things that if the line's already on the reel.
Yeah, it's a minute difference.
One of those things where if it's already on the reel, the difference is going to be so negatable that you just leave it and fish with it and you got it. But if you're starting from scratch, then maybe make that call.
Yeah, I think I would. Starting from scratch, I would. But if you've already got it and it's on those reels, I wouldn't change anything. Yeah.
The difference isn't enough to make that investment.
Cool. And then last question to Brian. How big a fish are we looking at in October? I got on that Brandon Hayward with Glenn Evans that 6 day.
Oh, awesome. What a great trip that's going to
be. Cool.
You know, I would say the bread and butter of that trip is hopefully going to be that 75 to maybe 125 pound fish. And if we get lucky and get on the right little batch of them, we might see fish up to 150.
That's just crazy to me.
Unreal.
You can catch 150 pound tuna
200 miles from
200
San Diego.
Miles from home. Like, I mean, that's a fish that you hope to catch on a 15 day.
Exactly.
And you're doing it on a 5 day or a 6 day or a 7 day. It's just, that is so cool to me.
Awesome. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. How about next up we talk to Doug, who's calling us from Montebello. Good morning, Doug.
Just
welcome
about
to Let's 30 talk
seconds left, Doug.
Okay, real fast. When you decide to go troll, how do you guys decide to what are you going to fish for, like tuna or wahoo?
Basically,
how to rig up.
Basically, if we're trolling, we're fishing for wahoo because we don't get a lot of troll bites on tuna down there. And we're looking with the sonar and our eyeballs and the machines for tuna as we're driving around fishing wahoo. So we're fishing both, but you're in the water for wahoo.
Good call.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's going three-quarter day fishing on the Liberty as well as going to the Fred Hall Show. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
This is Captain Art Taylor. I'd like to invite you aboard Searcher for your next fishing vacation. Enjoy our air-conditioned cabins and galley, new improved bait tank, RSW system to preserve your catch, delicious food prepared by chefs Charlie and Dan, and a fantastic crew. Our 2017 schedule is available now. Book your reservation online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
It's Fred Hall Showtime, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best selection and the hottest deals in the show. If it's accurate reels you're after, look no further. Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the largest selection in the show. And have your accurate reel filled with free Spectra when you buy one in our booth. That's accurate and Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest Aftec fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding beginning angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
It's time for the spectacular 41st Annual Fred Hall Show, March 23rd to the 26th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Presented by Progressive. San Diego's biggest fishing show, biggest boat show, biggest outdoor recreation event of the year. San Diego's Springtime Boat Show. Fishing boats, tow boats, cruisers, pontoon boats, kayaks. We've got it all. Acres of the finest boats found in Southern California, plus nearly 500 fishing, hunting, diving, and international travel booths, and over 200 seminars. This is where the fun went when it left the other boat shows. Enjoy the San Diego County Ford Dealers Paul Bunyan Lumberjack Show, the Ram Ultimate Air Dogs, the Costa Sporting Chef Cafe, the Daiwa Bass Tank, the Accurate Saltwater Tank, the Mammoth Lakes Kids Fish Free Trout Pond, the Hobie Kayak Fishing Seminar Theater, and the Cousins Tackle Main Seminar Stage. Kids Free, Kids Fish Free, the Fred Hall Show, San Diego's Springtime Boat Show, March 23rd through the 26th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Presented by Progressive. Details at fredhall.com.
It's a whale of a show.
No matter the fishing conditions, count on the Seaguar family of fluorocarbon leader material to help you catch more fish. Fluoro Premier has a smaller diameter with the highest break strength. Plus, it is super soft. When bites are tough, tie on Fluoro Premier. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And new Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions, giving you a little more visibility for better line control. Pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, the big winner going fishing aboard the Liberty and getting themselves two tickets to the Fred Hall Show in Del Mar is John in Escondido. John, congratulations. You're going to love fishing on that Liberty.
Indeed. And Captain Brian says we just couldn't get enough of you today. So you want to come back tomorrow?
Yeah, I'll do it for you. for you, Pete, Ricky, this is fun for me. Right, I'm enjoying it.
Because Captain Ryan Bastian, like about half the fleet, has the we're going to call it the Fred Hall crud. And Ryan said he just can't even talk. So Brian said, I'll step up. And by the signs of the phone lines all packed up at the end, we need to have you back tomorrow. So come on.
Happy to do That's it. Rad, somehow I missed that crud.
Yeah.
Yes, baby.
Knock on wood. Don't say it too fast.
Yeah.
Hey, but we're going to have another great show tomorrow morning with Captain Brian Sims from the Royal Star. Be giving away some great prizes. And don't forget, spring ahead. You lose an hour of sleep. And come on in tomorrow morning. It'll be 7 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. Thanks to Adam. Thanks to Ryan on the other side of the glass. And we'll see you back here tomorrow morning on the Mighty 1090.